this text, there's so many delightful things in the first reading, but we'll get distracted if we go there right now. But look at it again and see what I remember when I said the other day about how people evangelized about Christ from the Old Testament. Philip just did that, right? Anyway, Jesus has been telling us in this discourse to the crowd that followed him, came back across the top of the lake, and they're in Capernaum now. And he's been teaching them and telling them who he is. And he's been using images that come from the manna in the desert, explaining what he did when near Passover, he fed them in the desert, saying, "I'm the new Moses." They got it, but they got it that Moses, this new one, was going to get them all together and they were going to drive out the Romans. And then when they came across the lake, he began to talk to them. And we come today, in the last line, to a turning point. Up to now, Jesus has been saying, "I am the bread of life. I'm the stuff you live by. If you want to live, you've got to take me in." That's what we do when we eat, right? You've got to take me in. I'm wisdom. I am the wisdom of God standing here before you. Take me in. Yes, listen to my words and put them into practice, but more deeply than that, take me into your being. Listen to me. Accept me. All these words that John uses throughout the gospel to describe faith. As many as received him, he gave power to become, to receive, see? I'm wisdom. I am the wisdom of God. But I'm the bread of life. It's not just manna. You live by me. And now, at this point, he stops calling himself the bread of life and starts to call himself the living bread. You see? And from now on, the discourse is explicitly, directly about the Eucharist. And so it starts, you see. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." My very flesh will become life-giving because I am going to offer it to the Father on the cross in an act of love by which all the sin of the world is gathered and brought and forgiven. And now my very flesh, risen from the dead, you see, is life. And now the rest of the text is talking about wisdom, yes. But wisdom has flesh. Wisdom died for us. Wisdom rose for us. The flesh of wisdom is glorious, radiant, life-giving, present on the altar. And now the rest of the discourse, of course, gets tougher for people to how is he going to give us his flesh to eat? Well, you go back to what he said before. Nobody comes to me unless the Father draw him. This is the rhythm. The Father draws. It's a beautiful word. Augustine says, "Well, now, how does he draw?" And he says, "By delight. By delight. Even when things are tough, when we're sick or contradicted or abandoned or whatever, there's always that small little pilot light of faith, which is a delight, you see, drawing us. That's the power of a father. He wants us to know him, to love him, to talk with him, you know, like a child. Know him. You know, the Holy Spirit is going to teach us that the way to pray is to say, Abba. Now, what does Abba mean? Well, I mean, if we had time, I could go through the whole etymology of the word and so forth. But that's not what it means. That's where it comes from. It's ineffable. Only the Holy Spirit can teach us. Abba, you see, my Father, who sent me, this one will draw him. That's why it's written in Isaiah, they shall all be taught by God. He prophesied this. The very thing that's happening to us right here this morning. They shall all be taught by God. Ah, yes. So now I have a new and enlightening concept. No, you don't get it. How are you taught by God? You feed on the flesh of Christ. And that flesh will change you and give you eternal life starting now. And what is eternal life? That they know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. And so, you see, your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This, himself, is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. Then, you see, I, now, and it's very subtle, he no longer calls himself the bread of life. He calls himself the living bread. You take him in as truth, as wisdom, as teaching, as attraction from the Father. And then you're ready to take him in your own body. Who? See, it says they'll all be taught by God. When are we taught by God? When the life-giving, transforming flesh of Christ dwells in us and changes us, and we give up sin and we turn to God. That's when it happens. You see? Who eats this bread will live forever. Saint Irenaeus, great, great father of the church, says, you know, anybody into whom this, you know, this body has received the risen, glorious, radiant body of Christ, that body could not possibly stay decomposed forever. The very seed of its resurrection is already in it. And I will raise him up on the last day. The Eucharist is, what was it? It's the pledge of immortality, right? Now you see, we receive this every day. How do we stay alert? He's wisdom, right? We just already received him because we heard his word. You take the word in and let it change you. You see, Augustine says, everybody loves the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. Well, say, Jesus, how am I going to do that? How am I going to hate you? Come into my heart. You are here. You are this word. You feed me by this word. Come and change me. So that when I come to receive your body, you see, what I receive, I already know. I gotta quit. But you see, up to now, I am the Word. I am the wisdom. You see, I am the bread, you know, the bread of life. Right here in this page. I am the bread of life. But there's more. You take me in. This is why the church will never just proceed to the second part of the Mass without the first part. Because unless the Word, unless Jesus in this text prepares us, we're not ready for the second part. And so, you see, and then finally, he breaks it down for us. I am the bread of life, yes. But I'm more. You see? You see? I am the living bread. Whoever eats this bread, I promise you, will live forever. We got nothing to be afraid of. It's going to be scary to die. Especially if all this turmoil happens and they shoot us all or something. But look what we've got. I mean, I stand here every day preaching and watching these cars go by outside the window. And where are they going? What do they know? Who's going to tell them who Jesus is? Okay. And I promise you, you'll live forever. Why? And now comes the revelation. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. I will give my body on the cross. And then that dead body will be raised by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it will be life-giving. And you can take it into your body and live forever and be changed. That's why, you see, how many people are healed just by receiving the Eucharist? We got to quit now. So, let's stand and pray.